AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. This morning, a jury begins deciding whether the Colorado movie theater gunman should be executed. AP correspondent Shirley Smith reports on what's ahead for the man who killed 12 people 3 years ago.
The same jurors who convicted James Holmes in the deadly theater attack will be deciding his sentence. He could get the death penalty for the 165 counts of murder, attempted murder, and other charges. The district attorney says if any crime should be punished by death, it is this one. But even if jurors do make that decision, execution could be decades in the future, if ever. Colorado has only put one person to death in nearly a half century, and there are only three people on death row at present. I'm Shirley Smith.
Los Angeles County is putting together a new law that will raise the minimum wage to $15 an hour over the next 5 years. Will it lift the working poor into the middle class or force businesses to close down? The debate is underway. Fast food worker Mary Farfan tells KNBC-TV in Los Angeles the $9 an hour she gets now is not enough.
With a minimum wage for $9, it's too hard to pay rent, bills.
But Kevin McNamee, who owns three small businesses, has this advice.
Move to another job. Leave the city. Leave the state. Find a place where you can get paid what you think you're worth.
Seattle and San Francisco are also gradually raising their minimum wage to $15 an hour. Italy says it has busted up a terror plot aimed at a military base which has a U.S. military presence. It says the two men behind this plot were still planning it and did not have the capability to carry it out. The Getty Air Base is in northwest Italy. Turkey is blocking access to Twitter to keep people from posting images of a bombing on Monday that killed 32 people. This is AP Radio News. President Obama visited short-timer Jon Stewart last night on The Daily Show.
I can't believe that you're leaving before me. In fact, I'm issuing a new executive order that Jon Stewart cannot leave the show.
They talked politics.
I'm sure the Republicans are enjoying Mr. Trump's current dominance of
anything that makes
their
them
primary.
Anything that makes them look less crazy.
Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump has been feuding publicly with other Republicans, including South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham, who called Trump a jackass after Trump slammed Senator John McCain. Trump responded by revealing Senator Graham's personal cell phone number at a campaign event yesterday, prompting Senator Graham to joke that now he's going to have to buy a new phone. And yes, his voicemail very quickly filled up. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.